Hello tonight. This is CJ, Brad, Derek. This is the Rockwire. This is what I got for you. Three banging new videos. The new Ace Frehley, which is actually good. It's not walking on the moon anymore. The second Sum 41 video and new Shinedown. Let's go. So, I didn't exactly do this in the greatest of orders. So I am going to skip forward to about right here to get to the videos. I was guilty of programming for CJ and CJ only. It's a new Ace Frehley, Harry Medicine. This one's really growing on me. Check it out.
You really stole my heart. And I knew right then and there. You'd always take my breath away.
All right, fellas.
I never thought I'd find that special
one. The audio's playing.
You're always on my mind.
But the video is not catching up.
What's your deal? You've done this pretty well, you know, for a while.
I knew I had to change my ways. To keep you by my side.
The worst part is we missed Ace's red Ferrari.
So fascinating. I love your cherry medicine. You heal my every need and song. You got me cherry medicine.
Which one is
you make me
Ace's
feel better when you're in your black leather.
We like them in black leather.
I hope it's not the bass player, Derek.
No, when rock stars get older, they got to be careful. They got to get the MILF models in here. They can't be doing the 22-year-old models.
I disagree. I mean, you have to admit this song isn't like... intellectual and deep lyrics.
Bring your volume up some, Derek.
I'm okay. You make me feel better when you're in your black leather. This is Trey Madison, the black leather.
What do you think about the chorus in this one, Brad?
I do like the chorus. And that's about it so far.
Oh, no.
That solo was short and sweet. I think Ace sounds good. I think Ace is looking pretty good, too. We lose a little bit of high definition in the recording. The wrinkles are starting to show a little bit. How old do you think Ace is?
He's 70.
God, he's
got to
be 72.
What is cherry medicine, though? Can you tell me that?
Oh, I think cherry is like what Warrant is singing about with cherry pie.
If he can get that bent finger to still work and hit that magic spot.
Oh, my.
Is there anything hotter than a red Ferrari?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's Sum 41, the second single off the new album, Waiting on a Twist of Fate.
Security's sleeping.
It's like they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I think this is the Punk Rock Hall of Fame.
Owens. It is. Punk Rock Museum.
Man, I just feel like Sum 41 is still on top of their game. I'm so sorry.
I think this is probably their second best album so far.
Well, that first song, dude, I jammed to that yesterday.
I know, you said you've been playing the shit out of that one.
I know, I love that.
There's no way they're done. They're going to come back out with another album after this. I bet you.
Hopefully it's just an extended break away from each other and not permanent. I saw Yellow Card was out with Avril Lavigne.
Yep.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Was that Travis?
I thought that was Travis.
The orangutan drummer?
The best drummer on the planet, Brad.
You're a monkey.
I love this genre of music, though.
I wonder if their drummer is chilled out. I can't remember his name, but I remember he's a maniac in that DVD you got in the Does This Look Infective album. God, he's a maniac in that DVD. All right, Brad. New Shinedown, Black Soul. Have you heard it yet?
Yeah, this is off the last album.
This isn't new?
It's a new release.
Oh.
I was going to say the video's new.
Yep.
Or very recent.
CJ is.
Always.
I have a black soul. I love the black and white theme. White instruments, black clothing. So I think this is kind of like the Seven Deadly Sins, although I don't think we get to seven, but I think we got Vanity with the girl in the mirror. We got Boozy, the Boozy Demon. the cell phone demon. The eating disorder over in the corner. I think that's what they're going for here.
You're making things up, but I like it.
Oh no, you take that to the bank. That's where they're driving you. Oh,
God. Well, now she's in a black.
Communicate!
Car. Her black soul's out now.
No.
Oh.
see the dark ones chasing the light one. That's You're just not sophisticated goes, right? enough to understand these concepts, Derek.
The light one's always getting chased by the dark one.
I'm actually going to see Zach Myers, the guitarist, playing Thursday night at the Machine Shop.
I knew you had to take Mrs. Beefcake. She would not allow you to miss the show.
He puts on a great performance.
You better be careful not to let her on that tour bus.
So if Brent Smith was there, I'd be worried.
See their eyeball.
I know, that was kind of creepy, like the one eye half open.
I wonder if they produce their own videos. You know, they produce all their own albums.
So that's it, man. That is the three badass videos of the week. So let's go back to the beginning, back in the DeLorean. Hopefully we won't have a problem catching up with the video here. Here we go. Restarting this thing correctly. Therapeutic waters. What we got here is Boz is out doing his Skid Row first album in its entirety, but he's opening with What I Got to Lose, so here you go. The new one, live. Get Boz, he's fucking fired up.
That's a signature move.
Hello, St. Paul.
It always gets them fired up.
He's chilled out. He doesn't swing it like he used to. I just think Skid Row, they should have put it back together, man. I know Nick doesn't like Boz. Boz wants more than one-fifth money, but they were on their track to being as big as any band of that era, and they fucked it up.
Jim Ego. And that guy's got the biggest of them all.
Yep.
You don't hear other members of Skid Row say, yeah, I really wish we get on the road. They just kind of go, yeah. He must have been real brick to work with.
It's just a shame that they couldn't get it together for, you know, maybe like a Las Vegas residency or something, where they don't have to tour together, they don't have to see each other until they fucking walk out on stage. Man, do it for the fans, Snake. Snake! Rachel. Do it for the fans. The Hard Rock in Las Vegas. Play it for about a month.
Is Eric still singing for Skid Row? I see a lot of solo stuff coming out now.
I'm not sure what's going on there. You know, there was like a relapse of his cancer a little bit, and then they kind of disappeared for a minute. I'm not sure what's going on.
Now, Derek Cadillac and I, or CJ and I, we got to see Sebastian 2 years ago, and that guitarist was pretty much naked on stage. CJ was crying the whole night, so worked up.
You said his guitarist was naked?
Yeah,
pretty much. He had,
he's always shirtless. I'm shocked he's... Well, this is the first fucking song. I actually skipped the... Oh, what's going on?
I don't know.
Good job on the video. Oh.
Hey, prevent childhood cancer. They know.
Prevent it? How can you prevent it?
That's what it was. It was a childhood cancer video. YouTube fucking snuck it in there.
I really want to see him and Boz go at it. I want to who's been in the battle royal.
He loves doing that thing with
Sebastian. Go ahead, Derek. He'd be in the walls of Jericho before he knew it. Here we go, selfish CJ.
Well, the song doesn't sound like the 80s. The song is the 80s. This is.
So he never does Can't Stand the Heartache live, but he is on this tour playing the whole album and all. One of my favorites.
Oh my God, I would love to see that.
So he loves to do that. His one stage that he does, he takes his right hand to the microphone and goes to the back as his head bangs to the front. Pay attention.
Must be cold in Minnesota. Because we're five songs in and he's still got his coat on.
CJ, I think you and I sang this for Carpool Karaoke on the way to the show.
I love this one.
You know, this was never one of my favorite songs.
Help me like a prisoner.
Well, it's almost over. Don't fall asleep. Here, check this out. Boz is making sure the crowd's well hydrated here. Hostess with the mostest.
How do you know that guy? Or that person needs water.
That's not water, it's vodka.
No, that's irresponsible.
He is from the Yukon Wild.
Thank you. So he was the back end of the set is American Metalhead, The Threat, Monkey Business, finishing with Youth Gone Wild. There's your spoiler alert.
Oh, he doesn't play start to finish?
The first album, start to finish, but he saves Youth Gone Wild.
What in the God's name is that?
That's Ben Steele! Oh, it's not!
It's Boz!
It's him. Why has he got a face of his...
I'm thinking the, someone in the crowd gave that to him and it got passed to him on stage. I bet you that's what happened.
God, I hope so. But I wouldn't put it past it.
So here we go. There's a fucking Chris Holmes sighting.
This is actually
from last year.
Is that a chick on the left?
That chick on the left is playing the part of Blackie Lawless.
I just saw a picture with his.
Oh, this is must be Monsters, a rock cruise or something. Looks like it's on a boat.
That's a chick?
No, it's not a chick. That's what Derek said, so I thought I'd go with it. The noise suppression on the cell phone goes in and out a little bit on this one, but it's not too bad.
I just saw a picture on Headbanger's Ball. Chris and Spence from Anthrax. And there's like a 2-foot difference between the two guys.
Oh, Chris Holmes is a big son of a bitch.
He's really tall, yeah. And dude, he plays guitar.
What do you think of that Jackson, Brad? Got some Jackson love.
I love it.
Highway Patrol chip guitar.
He does have a signature style of playing, doesn't he?
I love Chris's playing.
Well,
he had cancer, right? Shiprock. It's
Monsters of Rock?
Yes, Monsters of Rock Cruise from last year.
I'd have been there right there.
Monster Rock Cruise!
Yep.
Raise it!
Hey, dude! Hey! Chris looks a little lost at times, like Joe Biden.
How dare you say that about Chris Holmes?
Turn around looking for a second microphone.
He's gonna fall off the stage.
Bass player, he was there.
Ooh.
look at this guy to the left up on the rail. He's going crazy. Is he naked?
He looks naked.
Dude, if he's not naked, he's in like a loincloth or something.
You see that dong on that guy? The best thing Chris Holmes could do is get somebody to sing in a band with him. He does not have the best singing voice.
No, well, that's what he did. He wasn't even going to try to sing that Blackie Lawless shit. So here's the thing on Ship Rock from, it's the new one. We did it last week.
Thank you very much, Ship Rock!
It again. Fuck it.
Got a nice amp there.
Doing it live. Can't go wrong with Orange.
Right, we really want to say thank you to each and every one of you. Without you, this cruise wouldn't have been possible. And it's our first time here. So we're so glad to have you at this cruise with all of you. Thank you so much. And everyone at Ship Rock for making this possible throughout everything that we lived out this week together. We love you all! All right. This is our newest single. It's called Sick!
Now notice, Allie does quite a bit of singing. There's a video out there where Michael Starr tries to hand her a microphone and she does not want that microphone at all. Note to self, make sure you're on the right side of the stage. Come on, be on the Danny side.
Well, she's on the Ship Rock thing. She needs to maybe, when they're not playing, maybe put some banana boat and get a tan on those legs.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think you'd have a good tan being Mexican?
Whoa. A brown joke.
There's a lot of sun down there south of the border.
That's true.
Warning three whitest Mexicans you'll find.
The map sponsor. They're rocking it out though.
Yeah, I Prevail and Killswitch Engage headlined Ship Rock. Eva Under Fire was on Ship Rock, Brad.
Yeah,
I couldn't find an Eva video though. There was
one. I think
one.
Kaleidoscope or Kaleida down there too.
I did find one, except the audio was so bad I couldn't use it.
Look at that little kid up top of the red. He's just like chilling on the rail.
They had the inside stage on this boat too, so I don't really know how Shiprock works, but there are a couple of ports. There's like four ports and deck stage and interior stage. And
why don't we work that out? We'll take the families on the Shipwreck or Monsters of Rock cruise.
Oh, I don't think you take the kids to this one.
Well, no,
like they would even want to go.
Well, they get
Derek's
to the pool.
Kids can go.
So. So, Michael tried to hand Allie the ham, the few seconds ago. But here's the warning with Michael Starr. This is kind of the house band on Shiprock. They're called the Stowaways, but obviously people jump up and jam.
Steel Panthers there then, huh?
They weren't on the bill, but somehow Michael got on the bill. He's on his best behavior too. No sex or drug jokes or anything. He was practically out of character.
So this is like Midwest Border Patrol then. That's Pop Evil. Where Pop Evil does that when they want to open up for themselves, they come out with a band called Midwest Border Patrol, and they all dress up in a wig and everything. And
I didn't know that. I've never saw Midwest Border Patrol.
They'll play like a 30 to 40 minute set, and then the next band will come on, and then Pop Evil will play next.
I probably saw Pop Evil 20 times by now.
I'm over 33, 34. I think I'm done.
What? Watch, you'll see a point here where the other guitarist, Danny, they like point to each other trying to figure out who's going to take the solo. Michael Starr, Ralph Sanchez, I think is his real name. He's Mexican too. Probably loves the warning. Who doesn't? It's Danny's solo.
Well, that's definitely not Satchel.
No. I swore, I thought she was going to duck walk across that stage for a second. She knows it would be bad, and it'd probably go viral. And
who's that
like
guy
an asshole
in the red plaid? What's that?
I don't know. All of a sudden, like...
That's the guy from I Prevail.
Tons of people jump up here on stage.
I think here that's the screamo guy from Manny. I Prevail.
It is.
I think that was Peyton Manning right there.
I thought about doing nothing but Shiprock with I Prevail and every Shiprock video I could find, but I knew Derek would fall asleep if I tried that, so. but when he came out on stage, he had the biggest boat drink I ever saw. I think it was like in a pitcher. He's drinking a pitcher.
I'm sure there's a lot of drunk people on this cruise.
Oh, I actually think this would be a really good time. Dude, we'd have a great time if we went to the Shiprock cruise. Oh my god.
Yeah.
EVA champs. And you know who else was there?
Would Mrs. Rockstar let you go with us?
Hopefully I didn't blow my load before the last song.
Whoa.
Hey.
Dang. I can do this. What was that, Scott?
It's only going to be one person blowing their load around here.
Would you like one more?
My rock and roll. My rock and roll girlfriend. You tell it's pretty windy there. I was hoping to blow that damn flannel off.
What's her name? It's with a D.
Dorothy Martin.
Yeah. Dorothy.
Yeah. very disappointed she got tattoos on her neck.
And I see that.
I don't like that. That I'm a tattoo hater. But
that's behind the hate.
Let's keep them away from your face. Been hanging out with Katie Babs too much.
Or Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll, the white Lizzo.
She can't sing though.
Oh god, she's a fabulous singer. Her band shreds too.
Whoa, CJ, look away.
Not for a second. My eyes are affixed to the screen.
Derek, I saw his microphone move up a little bit. I saw it. Dude, I was dipped over. Oh boy. Is it like that guy up on the balcony actually knows the words, or is he like a weirder singer?
There's a lot of bands on this, man. There are too many to know everybody. Sleep Token was on there. Bad Flower. I think probably Bad Flower was the. My next favorite band that I didn't slip into the video. All right, man. And that's the Rockwire. See you guys later.
Look at those hips.
We're out.
CJ, you see those hips?
I saw them. I've watched this thing 15 times till I go blind.
Well, you can't press. You can't see the press play and get things to work tonight, so we understand why.
They gotta wash down the keypad.
Oh, it's sick.